Ali Mosley from Sky Racing joining us now. G'day, Ali. How are you this morning?
Good morning, team. I'm feeling good. Fresh for a Monday.
Yeah, very good. Now, hopeful. What did you make of its win in the Lord Mayor's Cup for Annabelle Neesham and Rachel King on Saturday?
So impressive. I loved watching him. Well, I didn't love watching him when he almost took Corey Brown out in the mounting yard. I don't think Corey liked it either. He said he ran back faster than he'd ever moved. But he was on his best behaviour, so I snuck out the back because I was back on track on Saturday, which I love because I could go and chat to everyone, and I was having a chat to his strapper, and she said she actually, when she brought him over on the truck, she left the earmuffs on, which made a huge difference. She said it just settled him, and he was settled from the time he stepped off the truck, settled in the stalls, doing everything right in the mounting yard. He was probably maybe just a little bit up on his toes, but he's obviously just that kind of horse, and he's gone out with the pony. So in track work in the morning, he goes out with the pony to and from the track, which is, I mean, a lot of them do, but he obviously is the kind of horse that just needs that safety net with him. And he had the pony with him the whole time and he did everything right. He wasn't naughty at all behind the barriers. And Rach said he was on his best behaviour. And I think he's a real one to watch. Another one in Annabelle's camp, one of her European imports. She just does such a good job with them. She finds the trick to them, and Barky's not dissimilar. You know, they can be a little quirky, I think, particularly even the older ones. Like Hope was a five-year-old gelding, but she just seems to find the trick with them and get the best out of them.
We spoke this morning about Sam Clipperton, and he's absolutely flying at the moment.
Oh, I could not be more happy for Clipper. I spoke to Ronnie Quinton as well on Saturday, and we were talking about a host of things, but one of those was Sammy Clipperton, of course, who he was apprenticed to at one point to Ronnie, and I just think he just needed that boost of confidence, and I feel like a lot of jockeys just need that to kick through. I think Sammy, after he came back from Hong Kong, had a bit of a lull, and he's got the ability. It's just having that confidence to be able to go on with it. And after winning on Marzu, to come out and ride four winners on Saturday, particularly on a big card, it's quite a big deal for him. I think it'll kick him off through, and I can't wait to see what he can do. Spring Carnival, particularly on Marzu. I think he'll probably maybe win the Everest, which would be amazing.
Open the checkbook, Ali Tafani, at the National Broodmare Sale there at Magic Millions this week. I wonder how much she will go for it. I think it'll be a bit, put it that way.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be north of that $1 million mark for sure. I think there'll be a few north of the $1 million mark away game, just to mention another. But I'm a bit disappointed. I'm not going up this year. I normally always go up for the broodmares to see them all, and it's such an exciting sale, but we're going to Europe in 3 weeks, so I thought I'd better just bide my time. So again, I just think she'll easily make north of $1 million, and everyone will want to be on her, the big boys. I'm sure she'll end up, you know, maybe the likes of a Coolmore or something like that, going to one of their up and coming stallions like Justify. So I just love seeing those mares make good prices for all the work they've done.
Gee, I'll tell you what, Europe, gee, you're battling, Ali. Gosh,
someone's got to do it.
Now, the Dubin Cup, it's moved to what will be a huge card at Eagle Farm now at this meeting on Saturday. There'll be three Group 1s there now.
Yeah, massive. And so they've had to bump. I actually was just reading the press release this morning. So the poor, I really feel for them racing Queensland, because I've seen what we had to go through here for the better part of our Autumn Carnival. Just every week in, week out, we've had these relentlessly heavy tracks, and chatting to all the trainers on Saturday, they all said, most of them probably wouldn't want to run their horses on what the conditions like were Saturday, but there's no other choice. You know, a lot of them had been wound up. They had three trials, nowhere to go. You just have to bite the bullet and do it. And now Queensland are getting what we had, which has been such a shame for them. So massive meeting on Saturday. In fact, it's just going to be a bumper, an absolute bumper. We were the only meeting on Saturday here, but I'm sure all the attention will be up there. Of course, we get to see Zaki and hopefully, perhaps, it actually won't be as heavy of a surface. We know that Eagle Farm drains really well. So I think positive for Zaki is that it won't be a bottomless track. And then we also get to see the three-year-old filly stepping out, the BRC Sprint. It's going to be massive. Just a huge, huge day of racing there.
And what did you make of the win of Lombardo in the Goodwood on Saturday?
Oh, how good for Mick Price, hey? I mean... I just think, and Mick Kent as well, Mick Kent Jr., they've been having such a good season, and they're, you know, almost quiet achievers. They kind of tick away, but their strike rate is enormous. So I think just across the board for that stable and the partnership, a relatively young partnership of Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. to be flexing their muscles so early on and bringing good horses through the grades like they have with Lombardo, I think is a huge deal, and they're just going to be a real force to be reckoned with now. Great team.
Great stuff, Ali. Thanks so much, and we will chat later in the week.
Thanks, guys.